Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous
one call is all it takes.
Prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, strap in. Let's go. You know, when almost this man's entire family, friends, and work colleagues send me emails. They're like, this has got to go down. We have got to get Chris and Moodley. So his car goes in, he's got a Porsche, last number, right?
This is a story about a man and his Porsche.
A man and his Porsche. So he's got this Porsche. And now this thing goes in for a service. Just a standard, like, service at Porsche here at Canal Walk.
Yes.
So he takes it in on a Saturday. It's there for, like, 3 hours. He picks it up. So the family's pressing me. Like, the car's now. You gotta go. So I'm like, no, don't worry. Relax. And the car comes out from the service. Then we'll go in, right? So he has two of the friends and family.
Hey Darren, how's it? Nabila's dead here, Yusuf. Listen, this song that you're gonna prank, believe you me, this guy, I think he loves his Porsche more than he loves his family. Okay, but
my father-in-law, Darren, giving you some tips there. Have fun and enjoy. Make this a cracker, Darren.
A little bit of pressure, eh?
Team effort, this.
Sure, the setup.
So that last guy is Javed. Now, Javed is in the car. With the guy that I'm going to prank.
Okay.
Creason Moodley. Mm. So now, Creason, the car's not registered in his name. It's registered in a Mr. Pariachi's name. So that's why when I greet him, you're going to hear a different name.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Strap in.
Put that seatbelt on.
Buckle up.
We're going to fifth gear. He called me.
Porsche, South Africa. Hello.
Hello. Good day. I'm speaking to you.
My name is Scott Allison.
Oh, you're speaking to Creason. I'm the owner of the Porsche.
So your car came in on Saturday.
Yes.
So yesterday afternoon in the canteen, the mechanics were having a chat, and I was informed by a fellow mechanic. He was speaking to the mechanic that worked on your car.
Okay.
He was changing the oil. When he was pouring the oil in, a metal washer that had fallen in.
Where, Scott?
Into where he pours the oil in.
Okay.
So that went down into the engine. He closed it up. He was too scared to tell anybody, and he left it.
What the hell? That is a massive problem.
How much have you been driving the car?
I'm in Somerset West now, so I've done probably about 150 kilometers.
Okay, so that washer has probably worked its way right through the engine, and is with that it would have caused probably considerable damage to the inner parts of the engine.
That's a big problem. That's a massive problem.
So your engine could have chopped it up.
Engine could have seized as well. That's a big problem. I know cars. That is a big problem. This is a V8 4-liter.
Yeah.
Can I come to Porsche to come and see you now?
We're going to need the car back.
Okay.
So we need to take the whole engine apart.
Okay. Am I going to get a courtesy Porsche to use?
I've spoken to the mechanic concerned, and I think this is absolutely fair with the mechanic. I said, you're going to inconvenience this man for 6 weeks minimum.
Sure.
Then we're going to inconvenience you, the mechanic that caused the problem, that lied, that didn't tell us what you did. Mr. Pariachi is going to use your car for 6 weeks. He's riding a Kia Altos at the moment, so you're welcome to take that. He's got a baby chair in the back, which we can take out.
Yeah, but Scott, that's unacceptable. This is a $2.5 million vehicle.
I know. Look, what I'm going to do in the meantime, I'm going to send a Kia through the valet.
I don't even know what car that is. I mean, I'm a director at my company. I've got some key. The car is my status thing. I'm seeing key people in the Western Cape. And now I must downgrade from a Porsche Cayenne GTS to a little baby car for something that I'm not responsible for, no negligence on my part. Porsche needs to come to the party here. Irrespective if it's a junior mechanic or a senior mechanic, they should have brought this to my attention on Saturday. It could have been resolved on Saturday when my vehicle was brought in there.
You see, because what actually happened was, because it was Saturday, so he brought his child into work, and we weren't aware. And his child was apparently playing with toys and stuff around his dad while he was working on your car. And that's...
you know what, dude? That's an absolutely
It's his child.
I cannot accept that. I mean, hey, listen, a kid should not be in a workshop, period.
It was like take a child to work day, you know?
Whether it was take a child to work day, take a chick to work day, take a wife to work day, whatever day, it's unacceptable. That's a workshop. It's a dangerous environment. Anything could happen. What if he was underneath the car and the car was on the ramp and his kid decides to go under and pull a lever and the car comes down on both of them? I mean, where was the manager? Was there no manager on duty?
It's Saturday, you know, his kid was playing soccer. So, you know, that's why it's best to bring your car Monday to Friday.
Scott.
Do you work weekends?
Yes, I work 7 days a week. So before I explode, I'd rather come there and face to face with you. Sit down.
I don't want a scene here. I know you Durban Oaks can get a bit uppity. I don't want that on my floor.
We Durban Oaks get a bit uppity. We Durban Oaks. Firstly, I'm not from Durban. I am born and raised in Johannesburg. I don't know how you figured out I'm from Durban.
Because I just every Creason I know comes from Durban.
And every Scot I know comes from Canada.
Is it?
Scot, I will see you at Porsche in the next 1.5 hours.
Please drive safe.
Thank you. Durbanos.
Well, did he call him from Durban?
All the Creason he knows is from
Durban. Did he call him from Durban, Porsche?
No, why would you call from Durban, Porsche, Matawe for service here in Cape Town? You're another asshole.
Who said Durban?
He said he's a f***ing dealer principal, yeah. Why would Durban call me? If he's saying I've got to get through him.
Can you imagine if he got manual? Imagine if he gave you a manual photo.
The minute my car goes into Porsche, I will take a f***er. And I want to see who's going to stop me.
Yeah, but for Porsche, you're f***ing every place out of f***ing. They lock you up, bro.
Lock me up for what?
You can't just take cars off the f***ing
floor. They locked up on my car. Do you know the labor laws they broke?
Yeah, but you
mechanics
need...
bring a child to work day in the workshop. When did you ever f***ing your f*** like that? Who brings a f***ing in a corporate environment to bring a, you have that, yeah, but bring it, a child to work day?
But it was workshop. Saturday, but it was Saturday, bro.
Whether it was Saturday, Sunday, f***ing public holiday, Christmas, New Year, Eve, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. You're putting a child in a workshop, what is this whole phone you mean over and over?
Maybe get you another car.
I don't even want to speak to you. I'd rather not take
this call. They know they're under pressure, bro. Rather than sort this thing out, you know, try to sort it out.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Creason. I've got another plan.
I'm listening.
I understand. You bought a German vehicle. You want a German vehicle. All right? Well,
I bought a Porsche. I want a Porsche. You will give me a Cayenne GTS equivalent.
I've got another German vehicle. I've arranged a VW Polo. That is another mechanic's car.
I spent 2.5 million rand. You want to downgrade me for 6 weeks from a Cayenne GTS to a Polo, Vivo.
Well, I know you Durban Oaks like Polos. You Durban Oaks like Polos.
What the f*** does it have to do with Durban, guys? I told you I'm not from Durban. Do I sound like I'm from Durban?
To be honest, yes.
I'm not from Durban.
But
how does that make sense?
VW owns Porsche, don't you know
I don't this? Care who owns Porsche. I'm driving a 4-liter V8. I love it. I enjoy it.
Okay, just hold on one sec. What model is that VW, Johan? Huh? Oh, brilliant. It's a 1600.
I don't care if it's a 1600. I'm driving a 4-liter V8, and you're telling me you have an equivalent in a 1600, a Polo Vivo, when I'm driving a Porsche for 2 years.
I'll even put a Liverpool sticker on the back for you.
Put Okay, let me ask you a question, Scott. My friend, I can tell you now, you're elevating my heart rate.
Yeah.
And when my heart rate elevates, I get very, very angry. At this point in time, I am afraid I'm going to tell you something you're not going to want to hear.
Yeah.
I just left Somerset. I'll see you in 45 minutes. Don't worry about running the polo through the wash bay or anything. You see that Cayenne GTS? The coupe, I'm talking about the Turbo GT. There's a Texas gray one on your floor. I'll take that car, put it through the wash. No, you need to put it through the wash bay. You're the main guy there.
I'm the main guy.
I'm the main guy at my company. The two main guys are going to sit down and have a talk.
We're the main man.
I will take that Turbo GT off the floor. Call the police. Call all of them. I'll meet you there shortly.
What time are you going to be here? Because I want to go to lunch.
You can call the police. No, I'm sure you can wait. I don't have anything to eat today. Make sure you're not having any curries, though. You need to watch out for that cholesterol.
I've had to stop that to bring my cholesterol down. Doctor's orders, yeah. Please don't drop over 80, okay?
I'm doing 110 at the moment. I'll drop my speed.
Drop to 80. Safety first. Safety first, Mr. Pariachi.
Oh, my God.
Chrissy. Moodley. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think that's a fang, bro.
No, but what are you saying? Okay,
you tell Darren something to thank you.
Are you crazy?
Did you tell Darren something to
Are you crazy? Are you mad or what?
Javid,
what did you say about your car?
Javid, don't crowd
oh
me.
Oh my God, Jason.
Javid,
you know, you're losing your mind.
Javid,
so you're losing your mind. What's up, okay?
Javid, your
No,
don't be a
Why would the f*** would I be? I would not fucking prank. Don't be stupid. That's very dumb of you. Don't be an asshole.
I'm telling you one thing. Is this a prank?
No, bro.
I promise you I'll f***ing headbutt you.
Mr. Moodley.
Yes.
I've made another plan. What I've done is I've just spoken to the people here. We've organized a My City bus ticket for you for 6 weeks.
What?
All areas and a nice pair of Crocs. All weather.
Oh, God, you know what I'm doing now? I'm increasing my speed. I'm now doing 145 because I want to get to you as fast as possible. As fast as possible, I want to get to you and I want to show you who I am. So you get the police there, okay? Tell the police they must be waiting for me. They must come with backup, okay? They must come. The police, call Metro as well. Call the city of Cape Town as well. And tell them to be there at Porsche. Because I've just increased my speed there. I'm going to see you in 15 minutes.
15 minutes now. When you get here, don't ask for Scott. Ask for Wackhead Simpson. Creason.
Let me just see my heart rate. My heart rate is dropping here. Darren.
Yes.
I'm not a guy to catch out easily. But well done. When I stop the car, I'm going to kill this guy next to me. I promise you, Darren.
He's looking at his watch, Darren.
I'm going to kill him.
He's looking at his watch and his heart rate is really going up. He really picked up his speed. He's coming to kill you.
Good one, Darren. I'm from Johannesburg, and let me tell you something. No sentence rise. For very boring without the stuff. Absolutely.
You're getting angry, you think?